Hey, Don, what's with all the spinach?
It's embarrassing, but when I go to the beach, big, muscular guys kick sand in my face. I'm tired of being a 90-pound weakling. Finally, I'm going to bulk up and be a real man.
Okay, but what does that have to do with spinach?
Geez, Yael, haven't you ever heard of Popeye the Sailor Man? Whenever he's getting beaten up, he eats some spinach and becomes really strong. His muscles bulge and everything.
I hate to burst your bubble, Don, but eating spinach has nothing to do with strength.
Popeye is a lie?
Not a lie, exactly. See, sometime in the 1920s, it was reported that a half cup of cooked spinach has 34 milligrams of iron, which is a lot. Iron is important because it carries oxygen in the blood. We need oxygen for energy. Without enough of it, people become weak and tired.
So spinach does make you stronger. Or at least puts extra pep in your step.
Well, it might if it really did have that much iron. It turns out that the 34 milligrams was a typo. A half cup of cooked spinach really has only 3.4 milligrams of iron. Plus, spinach is actually worse than other iron-containing vegetables because it has a chemical that blocks most of its iron from being absorbed by the blood. But when the typo was published, the idea caught on that spinach was a muscle-building vegetable. That's where the idea for Popeye came from.
So now I have to come up with another plan.
Or how about just being happy with who you are?
Or maybe I'll learn karate.
Whatever.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Alice Lindemann in Applied Health Science. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.